He became sin who knew no sin, that we might become His righteousness. He humbled Himself and He carried the cross. His love so amazing. His love so amazing.
Emmanuel, the rescue for sin. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Just praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Just want to thank the Lord for His wonderful weekend He's given us, for His love, His mercy, and His grace. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. I'm going to ask you as we get ready for service, just turn off everything. Not only devices and those things, but just know the Lord, the God that's just powerful, almighty. Just want to release everything to Him and let Him just, we're just going to worship Him and be ready for His message this morning, for His word as it's read and brought forth. And we just want to give God all the glory. If you have a prayer request this morning, just show by the raising of your hand. Oh, God knows and sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to praise You. Lord, we thank You for this day, dear Lord, this opportunity You've given us to gather in Your house and in Your name. Dear Lord, as we come to You, may we humbly, dear Lord, just lift You up and honor You in everything that's said and done. Every instrument played, every song sung, every hand that's raised, dear Lord. Lord, it is for Your glory and Your glory alone. Lord, we thank You again for this day, for this opportunity we have. Lord, now as You see those hands that were raised, dear Lord, You know the depths of our hearts, those situations spoken and unspoken this morning, dear Lord, those prayer requests that are in the prayer box or that are put out on the flash on the phones this morning or whenever they were done, dear Lord, You know those that are sick and shut in. Lord, we're lifting them up to You now. Lord, we are going ahead and we're just going to ask You to touch, to mend, to protect, dear Lord, for You just to place in every situation in order, dear Lord, as You see fit. Lord, we're thanking You now for healing those in those testimonies of praise. And, dear Lord, also we're thanking You for those that are being touched right now. And, dear Lord, those situations You're touching now, dear Lord, for those lost souls. Lord, for those that need to hear the Word, you know, or the truth. Lord, not the worldly world, but Your Word, dear Lord. And, dear Lord, we're placing them all in Your hands. Lord, we're asking You to bless our families, strengthen us, our community, our state, our nation. Lord, may we just give You all the honor and glory. Dear Lord, we just lift You up again and just praise You. Lord, we ask now that You'll bless our pastor and his family. Strengthen them as they go about Your work. Dear Lord, in each and every ministry that goes forth from our church, dear Lord, will be to edify You and You alone. Again, dear Lord, we just thank You and praise You. And in Jesus' name we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Praise God, praise God. While you're standing, turn to page 305. Go along with this, our Jesus Messiah. Let's sing the old rugged cross. Praise God. The old rugged cross.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated if you can. I don't know about y'all, but our pastor talks about that, the visual. And every time that I sing that song, or that we do the song, or I hear it, not only that, but other scriptures and other things that we read, and my finite mind cannot imagine or even think of the pain and suffering that Jesus has gone through for me and for you. But to now know that He is the risen Savior, the right hand of God. And that's what we just want to celebrate and just thank the Lord for just Him giving it all for us. Amen. Just praise the Lord this morning. Praise God. So good to see each and every one of you. Hope everyone's doing well. Really excited about this day and what God has in store for us. We're going to go ahead and take up our morning offering. I don't have any announcements up here. I don't have anything. So we'll just go ahead and take up the morning offering. If y'all would just ask, we'd turn it over. Then we'll turn it over to the choir. Praise God. Thank you, brother. Well, you could ask the Lord just to bless our offering, please.
Dear Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for everything you've given to us.
Yes, Lord.
We love you so much. And thank you so much for loving us. You guide us through hard times. You give us good times. We love you the same each way. Dear Lord, bless this offering. Bless the ones who are even here. Bless the ones who are not even here. We're all your children, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful day. Jesus Christ, holy name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
To be with the Lord, maybe sooner than we even imagine. I'm going home with Jesus in the twinkling of an eye. I made my reservation for a mansion in the sky. I may not know the moment, and I may not know the day, but I know that I'll be leaving when He calls the church away. The captain of the vessel, He's calling, get on board. And the destination's heaven, safe on the crystal shore. We're all meeting with a Savior and our loved ones who have gone. We'll live through all eternity. Thank God I'm going home. I'm going home with Jesus in the twinkling of an eye. I made my reservation for a mansion in the sky. I may not know the moment, and I may not know the day, but I know that I'll be leaving when He calls His church away. I'm listening for the the trumpet sound most any time. And a crown of life that's waiting, thank God to send me mine. I've got my invitation through a place called Calvary. And by the precious blood of Jesus, the trip's been paid for me. I'm going home with Jesus in the twinkling of an eye. I've made my reservation for a mansion in the sky. I may not know the moment, and I may not know the day, but I know that I'll be leaving when he calls the church away. I'm going home with Jesus in the twinkling of an eye. I've made my reservation for a mansion in the sky. I may not know the moment, or may not know the day, but I know that I'll be leaving when he calls the church away. That means first verse. It also means I'm going home. Amen. We're the captain of the vessel. He's calling, get on board. And the destination's heaven, safe on that crystal shore. We will meet with our Savior and our loved ones who are gone. We'll live through all eternity. Thank God I'm going home. I'm going home with Jesus in the twinkling of an eye. I've made my reservation for a mansion in the sky. I may not know the moment, but I may not know the day, but I know that I'll be leaving when he calls the church away. I'm listening for the trumpets to sound most any time, and a crown of life that's waiting, thank God it'll soon be mine. I've got my invitation through a place called Calvary, and by the precious blood of Jesus, the trip's been paid for me. I'm going home with Jesus. Come on. Reservation for a mansion in the sky. I may not know the moment, and I may not know the day, but I know that I'll be leaving when he calls his church away. I may not know the moment, or I may not know the day, but I know that I'll be leaving when he calls his church away. Going home with Jesus. How about you? Pray.
You wash my sins away, and now I'm there.
put your mercy in for me. And every morning, mercy will restore me. I will proclaim, even if the world may fall before me, you found me, you healed me, you called me from the grave, you gave me a real love, thank you Jesus, you washed my sins away, and now I'm living, I got forgiven, you came to set me free, that's what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy did for me. Lord, you found me, you healed me, you called me from the grave, you gave me a real love, thank you Jesus, you forgiven, you came to set me free. That's what your mercy did for me. Lord, you found me, you healed me, you called me from the grave, you gave me a real love, I thank you Jesus, you washed my sins away, and now I'm living, I got forgiven, you came. That's what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy did for me.
Praise God. Lord, you found me. You came to set me free. That's what your mercy did for me. Can I get a testimony? Can I get a witness? Aren't you thankful that Jesus came to set us free? My, my, my. What a glorious song that is. What a song of praise. Amen. Our Lord and Savior for His goodness and for His precious, enduring mercy. My, my, my. So good to see each and every one of you today. Let's let all of our people know, the visitors and everybody, how welcome they are, how glad we are to come into the house of the Lord to worship with us this morning. It is a glorious day. Amen. You know, someone said a day of love. Amen. Each and every day for a Christian ought to be a day of love. Amen. Amen. Not only our love for God, but our love for one another, especially to our spouses today. Let them know how much they're loved and appreciated. And hopefully you don't just do that once a year. Hopefully you do that on a continual basis. Amen. And that is the springboard for a long and lasting relationship with your spouse. Amen. And that won't cost you a dime. I just thought I'd throw that in. But if you have your Bibles, how many brought you Bibles to the Word? Amen. Go with us to the book of Romans this morning, into the eighth chapter. Eighth chapter of the book of Romans, beginning with verse number 1. We'll read down through verse number 4. Again, from the book of Romans, chapter number 8, beginning with verse number 1. The writer says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for this day and this opportunity to come into your house to worship. Thankful for the souls, God, who've come this morning. Father, I pray, God, that you would bless and anoint each and every one here today. Father, let your spirit be felt. God, let your anointing come down. God, I pray that you would touch these lips of clay. God, I pray, Lord, that you would use this vessel as an oracle, God, for the Holy Spirit to speak to us this morning. Father, that we might be submissive, that we might be obedient to your will and to your word. God, we do remember so many of them, our congregation and those in our neighborhoods who are sick. Many are fighting affliction this morning. And Father, I pray very special prayer of healing on their account. Reach out to them and touch them and anoint them with your healing power. And Father, we'll look to you to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. And we ask it in Jesus' name. God bless you. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. And you may be seated. Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Well, glory.
Amen. I love praising the Lord, don't you?
Yes.
My. I saw a sign this week, and it made me think of the song that Sister Jennifer sings, Praise the Hurt Away. Amen. Not grumble the hurt away, not moan the hurt away, but praise the hurt away. Amen. This morning, from the writing of the book of Romans in the 8th chapter, especially the first 4 verses, I want to bring this message entitled, The Spirit of Life. The Spirit of Life. The Bible says here, there is no condemnation, not period, but no condemnation to them that walk after the Spirit. The writer here describes an explicit group of people. Those who have been born again, those who accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, asked Him to come into their life, and also proceeded to walk in the newness of life and after the righteousness of the Lord. In other words, the Spirit here, or the writer here, refers to it as the Spirit, walking after the Spirit. In other words, endeavoring to live a holy and righteous life unto the Lord. But it excludes those, or the Bible said, not them that are walk after the flesh. He's talking about them that are in Christ Jesus. I don't know if you have had an opportunity to look into the eyes of people today. Someone said the eyes are the windows of the soul. The eyes can tell you so very much. I know that from our son who just celebrated his birthday yesterday, and he communicates with us so much with his eyes. We learned very early in his life that because he had the inability to speak, he couldn't make us know what was going on in his life or in his environment. But many, many times we could look into his eyes and we could tell if there was pain, if there was joy, if there was contentment, or sometimes just those big brown eyes would look and he would just almost like eyes of love. And we begin to be able to understand that communication through his eyes. And I have noticed over many, many years that the eyes of the people today can tell you a lot about the life and about the things that are going on in their life. There is, in fact, a very hollowness in the lives of those who walk after the flesh and not after the Spirit. Man, regardless of their actions, regardless of their mouth, you can make your mouth smile when you got nothing to smile about. But I would dare say this morning, it's hard for the eyes to lie. It's very difficult for the eyes to lie because there is something you can see. You know, you've heard of the eyes sparkling. That means there's joy and satisfaction and peace in the mind of that person whose eyes are sparkling. But I see more and more today there is a hollowness, there is a darkness in many, many people's eyes. I'm not trying to be a judge. God never called me to be a judge. I'm a servant. I'm a minister. I'm one who's been called into the ministry of God, and that means one who attends to the needs of others. But I believe that you would agree with me this morning. There are times when you can look into the eyes of a person and almost realize that there is misery and pain and loneliness and agony in that person's life because the eyes begin to tell the story. But for the same fact, those who have a relationship with the Lord, our eyes to sparkle. Come on, we got something to be happy about. I said, we got something to be joyous about. Mercy stepped in, amen. We realize that we're not here, amen, to live in this world forever. I want you to understand this morning, we have a better place to go to. Amen. We have a place of promise. We have a place that Jesus Christ Himself said, I'll go and prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. That should light every one of our countenances and let us know that through the infilling of the Holy Ghost, our eyes can sparkle in the newness of life that God has abundantly blessed us with. But it's not according to everybody. The writer says, there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. In Jesus. I said, in Jesus. Glory to God. Everything that I want to do, I want to do it in Jesus. Amen. I want to live, amen, in the light of His love. I want to open up my heart's door and not just merely ask Him to come in. I want Him to fill up my heart. I want Him to fill up my life. I want everything, every decision, every act that I do to be based on the grace and mercy of the One who bled and died on Calvary, that I could walk in a newness of life. Those who walk in Jesus, in the law of the Spirit of life, He has made us free. Free from the law of sin and death. What the law could not do, Jesus was able to fulfill. Come on, put your hands together, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why? But what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. I want you to understand something. Our flesh is weak. And I want you to understand this. Even through the infilling of the Holy Ghost, our flesh is still weak. That's the reason we must feed the soul of man. We must feed the spirit of life that God has so graciously blessed us with, to make sure that the spirit has subjection over the flesh and not the other way around. Amen. We can be filled with the Holy Ghost. We can be saved, but we can still be dictated by the flesh. Amen. That with the soul of man is living in. If we're not very careful. Man, the flesh, so many times, is enmity against God. The flesh is weak, the writer said. That's the reason the law could not be adhered to. That's the reason the law could not be kept. Because even in the best of intentions, even in the best of our inability or our so-called ability to try to live a holy and righteous life in our flesh, it is impossible. That's the reason God sent His Son. Amen. In flesh. Do you understand? He put His Spirit in flesh. And that flesh came and bled and died. How many knows? And agrees with me, without blood there is no redemption. Without blood there is no salvation. Without blood there is no hope for us. But Jesus came and shed His blood that we might have the Spirit of life. I want to urge. No, I want to charge. I want to charge us Christians. Us blood-bought Christians. Amen. Who knows that I'm going home with Jesus. Amen. I want us to begin to realize that that is within us is precious. It is life-sustaining. It is life-giving. It will lift us up out of the darkest ashes. It will set us upon the highest mountain. It'll bring us through the darkest valley. It'll bring us through the most severe affliction. It'll bring us through the most times of anxiety and worry and fret. That is within us is the spirit of life. We should live and exist like we thank God for the spirit of life that He has given us. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, if you want to go there with me, in verse 42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. My Lord. I said, my Lord. We hear that read at funerals. And we sit reverently as the minister reads that verse. But to the person who has the spirit of life dwelling and abiding within their soul and within their body, we ought to shout. We ought to rejoice in the fact that even when we are sown in corruption, we are raised in incorruption. We are raised as a different body. Glory to God. Through the spirit of life. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. Hallelujah. I said sown in dishonor, raised in glory. Hallelujah. When I close my eyes in death, amen, I'm going to open my eyes in glory. Hallelujah. That has given me so much problems, that has caused me so many times to maybe doubt and fear, is going to be staying here on this carnal earth. But that the Lord has blessed me with, that the Holy Ghost has filled me with, is going to be raised in glory, incorruptible, to a brand new glorified body. Hallelujah. The spirit of life. Spirit of life. Hallelujah. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. Hallelujah. Why do you think Satan is trying his very best to discourage you and the church and ministers today? Because he knows his time is limited. He knows there is a glorious and powerful body awaiting us that's glorified, where he can't touch it, where he can't come, where he can't deceive anymore. My Lord, that enough is enough to make me shout. Hallelujah. Sown in weakness, raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. I don't know. I am hindered with a finite mind. I can only read what the Word tells us. But I believe it is far beyond my ability to fathom or comprehend what Jesus has in store for those who have the spirit of life. Glory to God. I believe that as much as we can read and as much as we can imagine, it is paling in comparison to what the Lord has in store for each and every saint of God who has and obtains the spirit of life and who walks not after the flesh but after the spirit. We have to be controlled by the spirit that is within us. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And I will assure you that our spiritual body is in a daily conflict with the natural body that we have on this earth. We are constantly having to remind the flesh, amen, that we are going to remain submissive and obedient to Almighty God. Because if we allow the flesh to dictate to us, we'll find ourselves growing colder and colder
and more lethargic in our spiritual walk with the Lord. And God forbid that a saint of God finds themselves where the eyes, the windows of the soul, begin to become very hollow. And not dwelling on the blessings and the anointing of God. I will assure you, there are people today who are walking and being governed only by the flesh. Disregarding that there is a spiritual alternative. You know it as well as I do. You can see it in the faces. You can see it in the actions. And my Lord, you can even hear it now. There was a time in my life that certain things were not spoken in public. But they're blatantly spoken in public today. God is being denounced on a daily basis by those who are living according to the flesh. Disregarding that there is a God. Disregarding that He sent His Son. Having nothing absolutely to do with the name of Jesus. Or that there ever was a Jesus. And it affects their lifestyle. Carnality. Sinfulness. Unnatural behavior. Things that should not be done in this body are being done openly and daring anybody to denounce the lifestyle that they're living. And you can see that there's no spirit of life within them because nothing satisfies them. Every inch, they want more. Everything that society gives in is not enough. They desire more and more and more of the world. What is that? It's feeding the flesh. You'll never be able to satisfy the flesh. The flesh is of the world. The flesh is going back to the world. The flesh and blood that you and I know of is not going to inherit the kingdom of God. But thank God there is a spirit of life within a born-again child of God that knows without a shadow of a doubt that I'm going home with Jesus. I've got a better place. I'm going to live in a glorious environment because of the spirit of life. I want to reaffirm those in the world today that may have thought, and I certainly want to reaffirm to Satan, our adversary. Never ever think that Satan is a friend. Never ever think that Satan is allowed to be in your home or to be in your life. He'll do nothing but steal and kill and destroy. That's what he's on set to. That's what he always wants to do. Amen. But I want to reaffirm to those unbelievers today who may have thought this prophet, this good man, this, some even referred to him as Beelzebub or a rebel rouser, the Son of God. When he bowed his head and the Bible says gave up the ghost, I want to reaffirm to those unbelievers. I want to reaffirm to the church. I want to reaffirm to those who are striving to live the spirit of life. The spirit that was in Jesus Christ did not die on the cross. Only the flesh died on the cross. The spirit of the Lord is alive and well, and he's coming back the same way he went away. And he's coming back for those who bought, who born again, who knows we got a better place to go to. Come on, church, say praise the Lord. He's alive. He's alive and well today. Glory to God. Jesus has given us the Spirit of life. Hallelujah. I only thought that I was living before Jesus gave me the Spirit of life. There is a difference. I hope you understand. There's a difference between existing and living. Amen. I've been made alive by the blood of Jesus Christ. I have the promise that that is within me will never die. When they bring me in and roll me in a casket, I want you to understand that is within me is still alive. Glory to God. We may weep for the night, but joy cometh in the morning for a saint of God who closes his eyes in death and wakes up, glory to God, in an eternal heaven that Jesus Christ himself has prepared, because he has given us the Spirit of life. I want to urge us to act like we have the Spirit of life within us. Come on. Hallelujah. Through adversity, through setbacks, whatever it is, he may never discount the fact that the Spirit of life is still within us. Glory to God. And Satan can't snatch that away from us. Hallelujah. He may take everything else that's near and dear to us, but he cannot. Absolutely. That's what makes him so mad. Come on. He can't touch that. That is within us. That glorious, wonderful Spirit of life. John 10:10 tells us, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come. This is Jesus' writing. I am come that they might have life.
Yes. But I want to tell you something.
He also said, and that they might have it more abundantly. I think sometimes we're just satisfied because we got life. But the church can have it more abundantly. I said, you as a saint of God can have it more abundantly. You can have it in its fullest form. Glory to God. The Lord. I can give you a drink of water. Would you like to have a sip of water or have a glass full more abundantly? Glory to God. Scripture began to make me realize that I got nothing to be sad about. Oh, the flesh does. Come on. You know, I told somebody this week, there's a little Cain and Abel in all of us. Let me ask you a question. Who's the biggest? Is Cain as big, robust spirit in your life, and Abel's a little old 90-pound weakling? Oh, come on, saints. Come on, saints. That Abel spirit ought to be live and vibrant, amen, and full and abundantly filled, amen. So anytime that Cain spirit shows up, we can say, no, not today. You're not going to come against me. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, because I have the Spirit of life that is within me that will never die. Glory to God. Spirit of life. More abundantly. When you walk in Christ Jesus, and when you walk in Christ Jesus, what does that mean? Jesus is not here in flesh. You cannot put yourself in his flesh and walk, but you can walk in the newness of life that Christ has allowed us to be able to obtain. Walk in righteousness. Do the right thing. Do the right thing without even thinking about it. Let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus. And when we walk in Jesus, amen, life is good. My
life is good. Come on, we've all been guilty of having life. Oh, it's awful. You wouldn't believe. Let me just tell you.
My daddy had a grocery store for 16 years. There were certain people he didn't ask, how are you doing? 'Cause 30 minutes later, they were still moaning and groaning. Bless their heart, I don't think they ever had a good day. Why? Because it was based on how their flesh was doing. But on the other side of that, I know a precious saint of God who, when she was on her dying bed, she couldn't even utter a voice. She couldn't even say a word. And we walked in and we was going to have prayer with her. And we said, Sister Coleman, how are you doing? She raised that little hand and she said, all is well. Amen. Glory to God. Not in her flesh. Not in the way that flesh was. That flesh was about to return to the dust of the earth. But she knew. She had the promise that she had obtained the spirit of life, and life is good regardless of the situation. Life is always good. Man, when you walk with the Lord, when Jesus dwells within you, situations may be bad, circumstances may be terrible, but life is good. Life is good because I have the spirit of life within me. Of all the most precious things that I have, that is my number one possession, is Jesus Christ living within me. When you walk with Christ Jesus, life is full, regardless of material things. Life is full. Man, and we don't need to complain about what we don't have. Because when we complain about what we don't have, we're giving in to the flesh because we're trying to satisfy the flesh. But if you have life and have it more abundantly, you have everything that you need spiritually. There's a song that says, as long as I got King Jesus. Long as I got King Jesus. Long as I got King Jesus, I don't need anything else. I don't need anything else because I have Jesus, and that's all that I need, because He said, I will supply your need according to my riches in glory. He's got all that we'll ever need. When you walk with Christ, life is full. Amen. The days look better. Man, situations look better. Glory to God. Your life looks better when you dwell on the goodness and the life of the Spirit that is within you. When you walk with Christ Jesus, life is precious. I never take any day for granted. I was not promised it. You were not promised today. Because of the mercy and the grace of our Lord and Savior, He has given us another day. Live it to its fullest. You know, I've heard people say, oh, I hate Mondays. I wish he wasn't even in the week. Wait till you retire. You won't care about Monday. Monday's just another day, another opportunity to glorify God. Amen. Hallelujah. And then others say, I wish every day was Friday. I wish every day was payday. No, what would you do? Just go spend it. That's exactly right. Trying to satisfy the flesh. Every day is precious. Whether it be rain, storm, winds, whatever, wonderful bluebird skies, it doesn't matter. Every day is precious when you have the spirit of life within you. Lord, I'm just thankful for another day. Regardless of where I walk, regardless of what becomes in front of me today, God, I'm going to face it through your power. And today is precious, not because it always pleases the flesh, but because I have the fullness of life within me. Something that money can't buy. Something that you don't see in the hollowness of those eyes that don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, I'm not trying to be judgmental, but it is very obvious when you see the sadness and the anxiety, and sometimes even the anger that are in many, many lives. Not that they don't only possess a walk with the Lord, they don't even desire a walk with the Lord.
But as for me, man, my life is precious. Every day is precious. Every moment of every day is precious because of that Spirit that is within me. When you walk with Christ Jesus, your life is fruitful. Or should be. And how many knows that we are supposed to be fruitful in our relationship with the Lord? Go ye out, amen, into the highways, into the hedges, into the outermost parts of Judea, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be fruitful. How can you be fruitful? Be accommodating. Speak peace. Come on, speak love. Speak help. Amen. In our conversation, lift one another up. Be fruitful. Share the gospel of Jesus Christ wherever that you may go. Always the fruit of joy, of peace, of long suffering, of all of those wonderful fruits of the Spirit. Exhibit them daily in our walk with Christ. When you walk with Christ Jesus, life is meaningful. It's meaningful. God forbid the person who says, my life, it means nothing. Oh, it does. It does. Whether it means anything else to anybody, it means so much to the Son of God who saw you and knew you even before you were born. And He came and bled and died on the cross of Calvary for you. That's how much He loves you. Your life is very meaningful to Jesus. And it should be meaningful to the church. Because as He loves us, we are to love one another. When you walk with Christ Jesus, your life is faith-oriented. Faith-oriented. Believing things you can't even see. Calling things done before the evidence ever shows up. Faith. Exhibiting faith. Living a life of faith. And being faithful. You know, not only faithful to the church. Not only faithful to your family. And faithful to Christ. But you know that we are supposed to be faithful for those who we work for. Boy, that'll throw a damper on his spirit. That's God's word. We're supposed to be good servants. We're supposed to be faithful to them. You know, and your flesh says, ain't no way. But your spirit says, yes. Yes, because I got the Spirit of life within me. Glory to God. There's no deadness in me. The deadness only applies to that clothes the Spirit that is within me. I know y'all only see the ugliness of my flesh, but there is absolutely something gorgeous and beautiful within me. Amen. And it don't show up in the mirror, but it's in there. Come on, we need to let that shine. Glory to God. We need to let others see that is within us. Come on, let's convince our flesh that there is the Spirit of life within us. Glory to God. Life is good. Life is full. Life is precious. Life is fruitful. Life is meaningful. Life is faith-oriented to those who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. But I'm going to end on this one. And I've already alluded to it several times. But life is everlasting. When they dig that little grave. Let me rephrase that. I'm too big to fit in a little grave. When they build that medium-sized grave. By then. When they build that big old hole in the ground. And they put me in. I want those left behind to know that eternity has just begun for Brother Eddie. Glory to God, because they're only going to bury that which is dead. That is within me is everlasting. From the beginning to the end, to the first, to the last, the Alpha, the Omega, I'm going to live with Jesus forever and ever and ever. Because life is everlasting. Hallelujah. The Spirit of life. Spirit of life. Those today who would try to mimic or try to replace or try to exchange the Spirit of life for something that would appease the flesh can never do it. Listen, bodies do it every day. They try many different things to try to give them full peace and joy. But it's such so short-lived. It doesn't last very long. The highs that they get on, they come crashing down. The many things that they're able to attain, many of them lose them and still find themselves never satisfied. But the person, to them that walk after Christ, we have life. The Spirit of life that is within us. I hope from this day forward we never ever take for granted the Spirit of life that the Lord has blessed us with. Be joyous about it. Be happy. Be content. Be satisfied with what the Lord has done for us. Because here, as long as we live, we may live a long, long time on this earth, but it's still just a very small part of eternity. And for an eternity, we're going to live with Christ forever and ever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for obedience. Thank you, Christ Jesus. You didn't have to. You could have called angels from heaven to deliver you. But yet, you went as a lamb before the slaughter. And you allowed them to beat you. You allowed them to plant a crown of thorns upon your head. And you allowed them to nail you to an old rugged cross. Not because of the sin of you, but because of the sin of me. And you gave me, through that shedding of your blood, a chance to have the Spirit of life everlasting. If you are here today and you've never made that appointment with Christ, you have never taken advantage of that opportunity to ask Jesus Christ to come into your life, to be filled with His Spirit, I urge you, I beg you, please do not put it off. Do not put it off. Don't wait till a better time. Don't wait till a more opportune time. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that you need to turn your life over to Christ. Would you stand? Please, every head bowed. Reverently, because the Spirit of the Lord is in this place. I know the Spirit of the Lord is in this place. I feel the unction of the Holy Ghost. I feel His presence here. So thick as a cloud, and it's moving over this congregation to let us know, amen, that we have peace and we have joy and we have life everlasting through Jesus Christ. While every head bowed, every eye closed, is there one that would make their way to this altar and said, Brother Eddie, I want that everlasting life. I want that assurance that if I never see another day, that I know where my home is going to be. And if you're uncertain, if you're unsure, please don't leave without it. Some of you elders, come with us today and let's pray. Let's pray for this soul right here. Glory to God. God, we all realize and know that our flesh is weak. We commit. God, we
God, we understand the Spirit, Lord. That's the reason we need your Spirit. That's the reason we need your touch, Lord. And as we pray for our brothers, God, I pray that you would strengthen the spirit that is within him. God, I pray that you would equip that spirit that is within him to overcome the flesh, to rebuke the flesh, God, to be stronger than the flesh, to not succumb to the desires of the flesh, but yet seek the Lord with our heart, our soul, our mind and body. God, as we anoint him right now, Father, I pray, God, that you would strengthen that spirit within him. In Jesus' name. We rebuke the
type it in the comments. We'll be praying for you. But God's in the house. Every time that we give our life to him and our hearts, praise the Lord. I think Brother Jim has something to say for us.
I just want a few minutes of your time, you know, I guess it's been almost a month ago I took a few minutes of your time to hand out some tracks. Well, today I got something a little different, all right? If you want to continue playing softly, that's fine, okay? But I want to share something with you and actually give you an opportunity. We listened to Brother Eddie's sermon, and as always, I mean, you can't leave this building without feeling that you're walking on cloud nine, you know? It's just no way. I'm sorry. If you do, you need to be up here a little more. Like he said, you need to definitely spend more time up here. But I want to share something with you. We talk about reaching out and helping others like we did the last time. Today, I'm going to give you a different opportunity. Let me ask you something. How many of you own a Bible? Raise your hand. If you own a Bible, raise your hand. All right. Quite a few of you. Most of you. How many of you have a Bible with you today? All right. That's great. Now, how many of you have a loved one or a dear friend or a lost one that you know that does not own a Bible? Anybody? Got one, two, that's all? Three. Come on, I guarantee you there's more than that out there that does not own a Bible or has never picked up a Bible that is lost. One true way to get them to the Lord is what? Through the Word. Okay? Through the Word. We can talk till we blew into face to them. But sometimes it takes a moment of them sitting down by themselves and open up a simple book and risk reading it for themselves for it to touch their heart. Okay? Because we no matter how much we pray for them, no matter how hard we try to save them, it's not up. I mean, we can't do it. It's up to that person's heart and the one above. And it's the Word that does it. So, I'm going to give you something. Some years ago, about 8 years ago, myself and my wife back there, we joined an organization called Gideon's International. How many of you know who the Gideons are? Best organization in the world. Even though I'm a member of it, I got to say it. The best. All right? For you that don't know the Gideons, if you ever stayed in a motel and opened up a drawer in a motel and there's a Bible, it's the Gideons that put it there. You're waiting in a waiting room at the doctor's office, a Bible, the Gideons put it there. The Gideons are advocate for the lost. That's what we are. You don't have to be a Gideon to be an advocate for the lost, do you? No. We all are. So what I'm going to do, I have 24 Bibles here. New Testament. Simple to read. Big print. And what I would like to do is hand out 24 Bibles to the ones that feel that you have someone that this will benefit, that will to open up their hearts. Now, let me tell you real quick. What makes this Bible unique? The Gideons have put out over 2 billion Bibles in 95 countries in 200 languages. Unheard of. But what I love about this Bible, in the very beginning, for the person that's lost, that doesn't know anything of Bible, it says up here, in the time of need. And it tells them, gives them a list of things. Are you sick, in pain? Are you lost? Are you in a time of sorrow? Are you in a time of temptation? Are you in a time of fear, anxiety? It tells you exactly where to go for that help. Because that lost person may not know where to, they may be ashamed and embarrassed to ask you for help. But say, sister, brother, you need help? Let me show you. You don't have to listen to me. You don't have to take it from me. Here's God's word. He'll help you. All right? So I want to hand out 24 Bibles. Do I have 24 people in here that feel that they can help someone, loved one, lost one, anybody? Raise your hand. Don't be ashamed. I'll do like I did with the tracts. If you raise your hand, you take one, please use it. All right? Use it for God. Okay? We got to do something for God. We got to do more than what we're doing. Make it a personal gift to this person, you know? Now, this is the New Testament. It also has the book of Psalms in it, which to me is one of the best books in the Bible. But the books of Psalms in the back of it. But it's very easy to read. It's a King James version, by the way. So, but please, take advantage of it. And I've always got them. If you need one, just catch me. I always have them with me. All right? Is that it? So everyone else says they know no one that's lost. They know no one that needs help. Is that what you're saying? I'll put you on the spot. You don't know nobody else that's lost. That's it. Wow. You hear that, brother? You hear that, brother? We don't have that many lost people out there. But blood, you know what? Use the Bibles as a gift to save a soul. It's a word from God. All right? Thank you for your time. Now take your loved one to lunch. It's Valentine's Day. All right? All right. Oh, yes, sister. Sure.
Believes in the word, and they would, you know, they would appreciate it, and hopefully they would read it, and you can go over it with them. I just remember when the Gideons came to the school, and the kids really love those little red Bibles they brought, and you know, we could teachers, but they did years ago, and the kids love it, and I think the kids, you know, around that age, anyway.
That's an extremely good point. I mean, it's, you know, the thing is, we start saving souls when they're young, they're little, before they have a chance to be tempted.
Amen.
All right. So, you know, that point that she brought up is very good. You know, perfect gift for the child. All right. Okay. Well, I've got more. So, you know, anytime you want one. Or you want a Bible to give out, don't hesitate. Brother Keith back there is using them now in your Thursday night sessions. So, you know, it's the word. We got to get it out somehow. All right? Thank you for your time. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
Amen. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. So good to have y'all with us this morning. Don't forget about our service tonight at 6. We just love the Lord. And Brother Jim will have these. He had given us, when we were able to get into the hospitals too, he was helping furnish. And some of the others were with Bibles that we were putting over in the ICU waiting room also. So just want to praise the Lord for all that's being done. All righty. With this time, we're going to... Yes, ma'am.
I'd like the church to remember my sister's children. Those white floors getting ready. Those
Yes, ma'am. We'll definitely keep them in our prayers. And there's so many situations like that we're hearing. And then, yes, Sister Priest, we will definitely keep your sister's children in our prayers. And with this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. But again, come back this evening and see God's work is at hand right now. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for allowing us to gather in your house. And, the Lord, to feast on your word. The Lord, as we prepare to depart, the Lord, I ask you to keep us safe. The Lord, on this special Valentine's Day, dear Lord, that we've just used it for love. Lord, may we put you first in that love and let your love shine through us. Lord, again, thank you for all the ministries and all the outreaches that are coming out of our church. And, Lord, a special prayer request, dear Lord, for Sister Priest and Sister's children as they prepare, dear Lord, for this time of just sorrow and this time of need. Dear Lord, only you can comfort. Lord, and we ask for you to be with that now. And all the other prayer requests, dear Lord, that's brought forth this morning, we thank you for your healing and your touch. Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Have a wonderful afternoon. Praise God.